Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for your inspiration and thank you for a new day to experience you in a new way because your mercies are new every morning. Hallelujah. Greetings, precious family. It's Ephesians 1 and it's verse 19 in the TPT.
I pray that you will continually experience the immeasurable greatness of God's power made available to you through faith. Then your lives will be an advertisement of this immense power as it works through you.
Hallelujah. This is so beautiful. You know, when you read it there, my sweetie.
I pray that you will continually experience the immeasurable greatness of God's power made available to you through faith.
The immense power continually experiences immense, immeasurable. And, you know, and we just think of the words of Jesus, take up your cross daily. And then in the Our Father prayer, give us our daily bread. And then Isaiah 50 from verse 4 to 11, morning by morning, we awaken us. So we see there is nothing that God doesn't tell us that's not to our benefit. So he's wanting to bring about the wonderful thoughts and purposes that he has for us. And so it needs to be a full-time relationship, not a part-time relationship. And that's what it's all about. The thoughts of that he has towards us are as innumerable as the sea sand. So God is wanting to convey that to us. And for that, we need to be always aware of this great and wonderful God that is here with us, that's done so much in sending his own son to die for us so that we can come back and we can now be co-heirs together with Jesus. So guys, that's an encouragement again. It's just be aware that God is wanting to bring such beauty into this earth, just as he done in the old covenant with Moses, with Noah, with Samuel, people dedicated to him, people listening to him, is what's going to usher in this kingdom in a mighty way. Creation is waiting for the sons of God to be revealed. So we are God's workmanship. God made us specifically for the work that he set out for us. And that's why staying in tune with him, this unique fragrance, a unique beauty comes out. And that is, it's walking in the footsteps of Jesus. Look at the significant difference Jesus has made and is making as a King of Kings, the big brother that wants us to draw close to him so he can bring about all his beauty in us. That's the God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit we serve. Not other religious models, religion and idols that you serve and you bow to, and it's all about how much you can grovel and how much you can give. This God that we have, man, when you draw close to them, it's always reflects on you like a mirror, because you are their children. You are part of this family. There's God the Father, there's God the Son, and there's God the Holy Spirit, very much like a mother wanting just the best for her children. They just want the best for their family. So arise and shine, draw close, walk conscious, acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will make your path straight. Arise and shine, for your light has come.
Amen.